For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Charlie Osborne. This is Cybersecurity Without Compromise, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by Palo Alto Networks, the global leader in cybersecurity. To learn more about our sponsor, visit paloaltonetworks.com. Joining me today is Patricia Murphy, Vice President of the EMEA and Latin America Ecosystems, Strategic Alliances and Channel at Palo Alto Networks. Welcome, Patricia, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Charlie. Great to be here.
So to begin, can you please tell our listeners a little about your role and your background?
So I lead, as you mentioned, what we call ecosystems for Palo Alto Networks across Europe, Middle East, Africa, and Latin America. I'm based in Paris, France. Been here since 1991. I've been in the tech industry for over 30 years. And I spent about 10 years in cybersecurity prior to my coming to Palo Alto Networks, but working both on the services and forensic side of the business, as well as holding sales leadership roles in EMEA, where I was working closely with customers and partners.
So, Patricia, I'd like to start with Palo Alto Networks' perspective on the cybersecurity industry today and why the company believes that platformization is so important.
First, I think we can agree that the cybersecurity landscape has never seen as much adversarial activity supercharged with AI technology. The adversaries are much more organized and persistent than ever, which has raised cybersecurity to the top of the list of risks for boards and C-suite. The result of this is a strong focus across organizations on understanding cybersecurity risk and how to mitigate that risk. So in our view, to truly get to the advanced level of maturity when it comes to cybersecurity, the industry has got to move to a platform approach. And if you think about it, our customers are attempting to integrate 10, 20, 30 plus security products into an end-to-end architecture, which is fundamentally a losing battle. It is a very fragmented infrastructure, which results in a less secure infrastructure. So we have to consolidate and adopt industry-leading platforms that are integrated so data can be shared to enhance machine learning and AI. We also have a talent shortage, and there are already many alerts that the security teams cannot respond to. So we must embrace this notion of automation. And if you think about the role of AI, we've been using machine learning and AI for nearly a decade at Palo Alto Networks. And we believe what matters with AI is the quality and integrity of the data. So first and foremost, platformization significantly improves overall security outcomes. In addition, the reduction in complexity, which helps improve TCO.
And Patricia, how do you intend to help customers transition to these cybersecurity platforms?
The customer transition can be helped through leveraging the strength of ecosystems. And we're not the only vendor who realized the importance of this today. We must reduce friction and take risk out of the move to platforms for our customers. And over the last 6 months, we've been focused on developing programs that enable us to help minimize and even share in the risk that our customers face. So we're launching a significant number of platform offers to our customers to help drive the consolidation and platformization strategy. And we believe we can build customer confidence in our platforms by approaching them well before their point product contracts expire. So after we gain their contractual commitment, we have offered an extended rollout period where we can demonstrate our ability to drive these platform benefits. Now, this is a journey, and we want to be the security partner of choice. Therefore, this is a long-term strategy. And we also know that different customers will take different paths, whereby they'll move through the process in a modular way, depending on their business priorities and risk management. We also realize that this is no longer a single partner play and that customers often have multi-partner landscapes. I like to think of this in terms of the customer transformation journey from influence to land to expand. And during this customer journey, you may have partners including ambassadors, influencers, advisories that are influencing customer strategy, for instance. During the vendor selection, you may have value-add resellers, marketplaces, distribution that are focused on landing the business. And then finally, for customer retention, enrichment of lifetime value, you may have system integrators, consultants, or ISVs that want to accompany the customer to maximize the value of their investment over time. So we need to progress from this legacy thinking that we would partner with one company for everything. As customers have embraced this very robust and value-based diverse ecosystem to leverage the strength of each route to market. And so at Palo Alto Networks, all of our partners are important to us and have a very specific role to play across global system integrators, service providers, to MSSP providers, to value-add resellers, to distribution and our cloud service providers.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor. Organizations like yours are facing incredible pressure to keep up with the pace of digital transformation and emerging threats. As the global leader in cybersecurity, Palo Alto Networks can help. We create a safer digital world by making cybersecurity more intelligent, efficient, and simple. To learn more about our innovative solutions, visit us at paloaltonetworks.com.
And now, back to the podcast.
In your opinion, what are the costs of not moving to platformization?
Well, if you think about having multiple non-integrated security solutions, you have high risk, you have high complexity, and the result is higher costs. So I believe the latest data from Cybersecurity Ventures showed that cybercrime costs for the global economy are due to be $10.5 trillion by the end of the year. So in parallel, we have Gartner, who stated that about 75% of our customers are also looking to consolidate. So as I mentioned, the industry is incredibly fragmented with over 3,000 registered cyber firms. And in fact, in my last partner advisory board, one of the partners mentioned for the upcoming RSA event, there were actually over 4,800 registered firms. So you see how incredibly fragmented this is and will continue to be. So if you think about how customers are leveraging AI, we believe that it is highly dependent on the quality of data, which allows customers to effectively automate and deliver better security outcomes. And when we deliver best-of-breed products that are also integrated into platforms, we help customers simplify their architecture, lower their cost of ownership, and benefit from differentiated cross-platform capabilities. Now, platformization is the only way that organizations can be truly cyber resilient. So we need to do everything possible to help customers transition. At Palo Alto Networks, we provide AI-enabled platforms that deliver real-time and autonomous outcomes to our customers. In our own SOC, we deliver mean time to detect in 10 seconds and mean time to remediate in 1 minute. Now, this is compared to our industry, where today's average time from compromise to exfiltration is about 6 days. So ultimately, it's about protecting your infrastructure and customers with the very best technology and mitigating the cybersecurity risks, which can be catastrophic.
Considering your expertise, can you also tell me what is unique about the cybersecurity landscape in EMEA and Latin America?
I've been here, as I mentioned, about over 30 years, right? So I've done a lot of traveling across the region. Now, while cyber attackers don't observe geographical boundaries, there are some elements that are unique to EMEA and LATAM. First and foremost are the geopolitical considerations, both in Europe and the Middle East. Secondly, we have a lot of regulation and policy that's becoming more prevalent. Examples of this is GDPR and DORA and NIS2, that we are working closely with our customers to think about how we solve those problems for them. Sovereignty also I hear a lot about more and more in Europe in particular, but not only. And we've invested in cloud infrastructure across various markets to make sure that we can support these efforts of moving towards more sovereign solutions. And then if you just think of the sheer diversity of our region, different markets, cultures, languages, priorities by industry, and then technology maturity. So if we think about the cultural and linguistic diversity, it means that across our countries, we have a greater focus that needs to be placed on cross-border collaboration and information sharing. So diversity, I think, is what also can be an advantage in terms of how we approach solving problems and innovate, which is why it's so interesting to approach the EMEA LATAM markets in terms of how we help our customers solve these complex cybersecurity challenges.
Patricia, thank you for joining us today and sharing your expertise.
My pleasure.
For Cybercrime Radio, I'm Charlie Osborne. This is Cybersecurity Without Compromise, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by Palo Alto Networks, the global leader in cybersecurity. To learn more about our sponsor, visit paloaltonetworks.com. For more of our media, visit our website at cybersecurityventures.com.